Ozette's, bananas, Rosefin apples, Pintos, Magic Mollies, Omarosas. Those are all the fingerlings. Then we have green.
In terms of my potatoes, I want to be growing them in a way that is regenerative and sustainable. So carbon neutral farming, biodiversity, using horses instead of tractors, having mulch, having native species growing right next to the potatoes so that the pollinators have food to eat, things like that. I love potatoes. I love the land. I want to do something good on the land, but I never anticipated being a farmer for sure. But, and this is where people stop tending to believe me, in December of 2016 our horse died, and this was after I'd been to the Common Ground Fair, bought a whole bunch of potatoes, and still planned on leaving the farm and going somewhere, anywhere, to do restoration ecology. And I was going into where she was to, you know, say my goodbyes, blah, blah, blah. And I came back. I was standing on the front porch, and I just turned around to look out at the landscape. And I hear a voice that says, "Now you go start your potato business." And so I sat down and I drew up my logo. And that's kind of how I've been doing things ever since. This is always a hard job. This is not easy. It really makes you just want to turn in sometimes. But this place has potential. I want it to be a place where people can come and learn about potatoes, eat potatoes, make potato art. I want this place to be an ecological sanctuary, you know? I want that coming together of people and soil again. We've become way too separated. And if MTT can help heal that separation, I think I'd be happy.